It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sorry about that, Limits. I had some technical difficulties over here. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about you?
I'm doing very well. I think we have a lot of things to talk about today, not the least of which is the quarterback situation with the Steelers, the backyard brawl, which might be my favorite event in all of Pittsburgh sports, many things. But we begin today with 9/11, the anniversary of 9/11, and one of those, tragedies. Events in our lives where we remember exactly where we were when it happened. And I know where I was. I was over at South Point covering a Penguins practice. And I remember interviewing Robert Deme that day. You might remember him. I think he was their first round pick in 97. And this was, 4 years later? And it was over at South Point, interviewed him. And then I went over to they had a little apparel, Penguins apparel, sports apparel shop at South Point. And I remember up on CNN on the TVs, back then, it wasn't that long ago, really. But back then we weren't walking around with phones and Twitter and things like that, where we were getting everything real time right in that moment. And obviously, just like all of you out there, never forget where I was when it happened and how unbelievably frightening it was that part of it was happening right near us. Remember calling my family, I had a bunch of people in DC, and it was just one of those things that you just never, ever, ever forget. So heart goes out this morning to all the families that were affected by that, who continued to live with what happened. And it's one of those days, man. Were you born yet?
I was 5 months old.
Wow.
And my dad remembers holding me outside and saw one of the planes fly over our house. He swears that it was one of the planes that flew over.
Wow.
And just, he remembers how low it was and how low, obviously the planes were flying in the tragedy. I've watched every documentary pretty much on it that you could, that's been published. Every year I try to watch it, and the older and older I get, Joe, I can't watch it, meaning it just becomes too hard to watch. The older I get, the more I understand, the harder it is to further process everything that happened and just the sadness of everything. It's historic, and I like history a lot, and I like watching documentaries on history, but it's just too tough to watch for me to watch now. It really is, because it's that sad and depressing and something that we can never, ever forget and try to prevent from ever happening again.
Ron remembers covering, sports intersected with this event and still continues really to this day to intersect in different ways. Then President George W. Bush throwing out the first pitch of Game 3 of the World Series. He was covering that game, actually, and said that left, an effect on him for certain, forever, as did that day. So again, hearts go out to people who were directly affected by that. And then we move back into the little toy store of sports here. Although, as I said, sports and that event and the people involved continue to intersect. We saw the 9/11 families were really angry with the PGA Tour. They felt like the PGA Tour sort of seized upon the Saudi connections to 9/11, whatever people believe they are, and when they were opposing the LIV Tour, but then wound up partnering with the LIV Tour and the families of the 9/11 victims, a group of them anyway, didn't know and resented the fact that the PGA had done what they called a complete 180. So we continue to see in different ways the sports world intersect with that.
Yeah, I'm wearing my American flag t-shirt proudly today. Heart goes out to everyone.
And I'm wearing a couple of weeks, maybe a month ago now, a Wounded Warrior event that I was really honored to be part of out at Old Stonewall. And especially, I hadn't been to an event like that where it was speakers and everything afterward, like actual people, veterans who have been in combat with stories. And it was really profoundly moving. But anyway, we move back into our little sports world here. And our little old quarterback controversy, City Limits, and that's precisely what we have. And I have to sort of laugh. I got pushback on that from people yesterday. And I guess it's about the word controversy. Is that the case? That must be the case, right?
It's a controversy.
Controversy implies strife. It implies upset. It implies, when it's in the context of NFL quarterbacks, that you don't have one who's a bona fide, coveted NFL starter. It's the old story, and it might be true and it might not. We don't know yet about this year's Steelers. That when you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. Please don't say controversy, because that implies that. I feel like that's the pushback, is over the word choice itself. So we can choose a different word. That's fine. Dilemma. And I wrote about this in the Post-Gazette this morning. Whatever word you like, it's clearly very uncertain who's going to be the Steelers quarterback this year. Like, when I think of the definition of a quarterback controversy, this has all the earmarks of one. We don't know who the starter is going to be. The candidates are roughly equal in terms of, like, let's say they both went out on the open market. Well, they actually kind of did, and nobody wanted them except for the Steelers, maybe another team or two, but nobody really else wanted them. So you measure it like, and on those terms, they're kind of even. The coach won't name a starter anymore. He had two chances yesterday, didn't do it. That's three earmarks of a quarterback controversy. And lastly, you have a passionately divided, I think, fan base and media. And people will blame the media for looking for clickbait and, you know, oh, it's a quarterback controversy. Everybody loves that. Well, they do, number one. And number two, like, what else are you calling it here? You know as well as me that if Justin Fields plays really well Sunday, he's going to play the next week. At least I think he is. That's part of the intrigue and part of the fun. And that's really the thrust of this, is why can't we enjoy a good quarterback controversy? Whether you like it or not, whether we like it or not, it's here. At the very least, it's budding right now, because you had a coach who's been consistently saying that Russell Wilson is the guy, presented with a softball yesterday. This was like Pony pitching at the Steelers softball celebrity game. A nice meatball. Is Russell Wilson still your starter when he's healthy? If he's healthy, still your QB1. We're going to listen to that in a minute. You have to say is yes. Yeah. I've been consistent with you guys, said that all along. But I don't know if he is, so we're rolling with Justin now. He didn't say that. He didn't say yes. Didn't really come close to saying yes, which is fine. We also know that this coach was deeply in love with Justin Fields going into the draft, which wasn't that long ago. It was 3 years ago. This staff, this team loved Justin Fields. Jerry Dulac reporting that if the Steelers somehow wound up getting a crack at Fields, that he was the number one guy on their board. Wasn't that the Trevor Lawrence year?
Yeah.
The number one guy on their board. And nothing that Mike Tomlin has said since he started working with Justin Fields on a daily basis would indicate anything but that he's fallen deeper in love with the guy. And he just won him a game. And he won him in a game. He won him a game in the style that Tomlin covets. No turnovers. made plays with his legs, with his feet. Tomlin's been looking for a guy like that forever, it seems. It's all he talks about at his weekly news conferences when he goes up against guys like Justin Fields. Brought out the story yesterday, how involved in the game he was. Came over to the sidelines on that 3rd and 7 and basically said, I'll take it myself, and he did, and wasn't that great. So let's not fool ourselves into thinking that Russell Wilson's just going to jump right back in if Fields plays a really good game on Sunday. That's silliness. And to me, you add all of that up, and it's not hard to find anecdotally. I can find people on my street. You can too out there, I'm sure. And at work, who have divided opinions on Fields and Wilson. And I bet there are some in that locker room too. Everybody has a preference, right? It doesn't have to be this horribly negative thing. Although, at its very root, it is a negative thing. Because it means you don't have a clear-cut, bona fide, coveted NFL starter at the most important position in all of sports. Once we move past that, why not enjoy it? This could have been Rudolph and Pickett. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? A lot of us thought that the Steelers weren't going to do anything with their quarterback room other than bring back Mason as a legitimate competitor. This town was already divided on Mason and Kenny at the end of last season, and that would have had even more intrigue than this one. That would have been the hometown hero, the Pitt near Heisman Trophy winner, Kenny Pickett, against Mason, who suddenly gained a lot of favor in this town late last season. It would have been unbelievable. We were bound for a quarterback controversy either way, although Tomlin was very clear all preseason that Russell's in pole position, Russell's the starter, I've been very transparent with you guys, blah, blah, blah. Wasn't so transparent yesterday. He was all over the place. It's just very, very interesting to me that people, even on this station, don't want to say it's a controversy. Like, if I was leaning either way in talk radio, I would definitely lean toward controversy. I'll admit that. But it is, by any reasonable definition, a quarterback controversy. 412-928-9370. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Here's a rundown of what's happening on today's show. Quarterbacks. The big boy, Mark Cabali, will weigh in. I'm sure he'll try to defuse the situation. Tell me how crazy I am. And then we have, who else is on the show today?
We have Zangrilli, and Zangrilli has to move to noon.
What a nice man he is. We also have a wheel of ball, but let's start with this. Your thoughts on this. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. On the afternoon show, I was quite honored that Pony took the heated end of our show, where I was going back and forth with a couple people who took great umbrage with the term controversy. Oh, no, you can't call it that. Even though there's no named starter at the moment, you have two guys vying for the position and an impassioned fan base divided on it. No, it's not a controversy. There's no controversy here. So, Limits, let's go to the afternoon show right now, where Pony said, hey, we had a hot end to the midday show. And then he asked Mulsey and Donnie. Everybody's name ends in a Y on that show, or an I, or an IE, as the case may be. They're all hockey player nicknames, Pony, Mulsey, and Donnie. I hadn't thought of this in those terms yet. Limits, had you?
What about Chappie and some of the other nicknames? Did Chelty give him the nickname?
I don't know. It's like a hockey locker room.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pony, Mulsey, and Donnie. Anyway, even though it's obviously a controversy, Donnie, and I think that Donnie and Mulsey didn't want to agree with me. They find that loathsome. And I pronounced that right, Mulsey. We had a controversy one day on our show, and I did it with him on the word, I loathe that. He really likes to go hard on the TH, loathe that. Do you on that?
He's a big adjective man. Yeah, big encyclopedia guy.
He is, and I love Malsy dearly.
Thesaurus.
I truly do. He is. He's a human thesaurus. But he didn't want to agree with me, and neither did Donnie. And yet, when Pony said, is there a controversy? Well, listen to who they picked as the guy that should be the quarterback moving forward. So in trying to disagree with my term controversy, they only stoked the fire and basically delivered proof that it is.
Apparently, Starkey was arguing with both fans via the text line and over the phones about whether or not we have a quarterback controversy brewing. Joe said yes. He's telling us when we came in here that most of the listeners are saying no, it's not a quarterback controversy. So who's right? Is Joe right or are the listeners right? Donnie, I'll ask you. Do we have a quarterback controversy?
I don't think so. I think it's Justin Fields going forward, really, until he proves that it can't be him.
Wow.
I don't think it's a controversy right now, and I shouldn't believe I'm saying this. I actually think Donnie is right. I think that they're going to roll with Justin Fields for the foreseeable future if he keeps winning them football games.
All right. Okay. It's not a controversy because Justin Fields is the guy.
Except the vernacular has been different the entire summer and the pole position of Russell Wilson, but now Justin Fields. That's the definition of a controversy.
Somebody is supplanting
someone else, and there's a lot of murky waters with injuries. And you know the old adage that you can't be replaced based on injury? Pickett was, and now it looks like Russell Wilson is.
All of that is happening. No, it's not a controversy. Clearly Fields is the guy. That's your best answer here, gentlemen. And I love it. Don't get me wrong, but they just didn't want to agree with me. No controversy here. Fields is the guy. What? Donnie, come on. I don't know what Donnie has against me in that situation, Limits, and now you've disappeared from my sight, which is very disconcerting because you're deeply involved in this first segment. Could you please hang up on whoever that is, unless it's our boss? Clearly, if you're saying that Justin Fields should be the guy moving forward, you can't follow that with nothing to see here. No controversy. Come on, Malsy. What are we doing here? Let's hear that again. It was actually comical. Let's hear the whole thing again. No controversy here. The backup is the guy 2 weeks in.
Apparently, Starkey was arguing with both fans via the text line and over the phones about whether or not we have a quarterback controversy brewing. Joe said yes. He's telling us when we came in here that most of the listeners are saying no, it's not a quarterback controversy. So who's right? Is Joe right or are the listeners right? Donnie, I'll ask you. Do we have a quarterback controversy?
I don't think so. I think it's Justin Fields going forward, really, until he proves that it can't be
incredible.
Him.
Wow. Incredible.
I don't think it's a controversy right now, and I shouldn't believe I'm saying this. I actually think Donnie is right. I think that they're going to roll with Justin Fields for the foreseeable future. Even if
Wilson's healthy, I believe is what he added, or what he implied. They've lost their minds. Pony's the only one who was operating with a clear mind yesterday. Now let's go and make sure we heard Mike Tomlin correctly with his questions and his answers, because this is where you get into the clickbait media charge. You're just looking for headlines, clickbait, callers. You're baiting callers. Okay. First of all, let's rewind for a minute. We all know what not a quarterback controversy looks like, right? That looks like Ben for 15 years. That's Ben and Duck Hodges. Clearly, we don't have that here, right? We don't have a clear-cut starter, obviously, right? Okay. Secondly, Tomlin was pretty consistent in saying Wilson's in pole position, and then the week before the Atlanta game, or thereabouts, he named Wilson the starter. Therefore, any logically inclined person would think that Wilson is still the starter, right? Because it's just a calf injury. One that he was able to dress and be available for as the emergency quarterback in week one. And by the way, you can't convince me that if this were prime Russell Wilson in Seattle, that he wouldn't be playing right now. Pete Carroll would put him on the field. He wants to play. Adam Schefter reported that he told the team he could play in Atlanta. And you better believe he wants to play against Sean Payton after what he did to Russell Wilson. So I don't think that I'm reaching here. I think first of all, nobody would ask if Duck Hodges or whoever, Landry Jones played in week one. Nobody would ask Mike Tomlin, hey, if Ben's healthy, he's still your starter, right? That's how you know you don't have a quarterback controversy. But they're asking Mike Tomlin, hey, is Russell still going to be your guy when he's healthy? His answer isn't yes. It could be, listen, yes, I've told you guys all along he's the starter. Of course, now he could add what he did yesterday. It's a big if, but yeah, he's still the guy. That's not what happened. Let's go to the two times that Tomlin was presented with a softball yesterday.
If he's healthy, will he start on Sunday?
That's a big if. I'm not into the hypotheticals. As I mentioned right now, he's not healthy, and so my time and attention is focusing on the readiness of Justin.
Okay, that was one. Then the big boy stepped to the plate. The big boy with a size 56 bat in his hands, right? And he wasn't the guy with the bat. He was the guy with the ball. The big boy stepped to the mound and threw a little lollipop up there.
He was like Rowdy on the mound.
Quarterback position is a little bit of a national topic. When healthy, is Russell still your QB1?
I'm not going to soothe you with hypothetical scenarios. It is my general practice to not. You guys that know me know I do not. So why start today because it's the quarterback position or because it's a national story? I am unmoved by some of those narratives, to be quite honest with you. We got an approach to business. I always stand in front of you guys when people are somewhat limited. I say we'll push through our work week. We'll let their participation be our guide in terms of whether we include them and then the quality of that participation. This scenario is no different for me, respectfully. I understand that you have to ask that question, but it doesn't mean that we need to change our position or do things that are abnormal in the effort to answer it. We're just simply going to proceed with what we normally do. Our energies and attention are on those that are available and are scheduled to play. They are deserving of that. When those that are not are healthy, we'll ponder it at that time.
That's a lot of words to avoid saying yes. A lot of words. And we all know, like I said before, any one of us who are inclined to think even remotely, logically, know that if Justin Fields plays great, there's a very good chance, even with a healthy Russell Wilson, he's going to play the next week. And I won't go into all the reasons again. One, it's obvious. Two, he's not saying that Wilson's going back to that job. Three, he loves Justin Fields. Tomlin loves Justin Fields. Did you hear what I said? Dulac reported that they would have taken Justin. He was one on their board. And nothing that Tomlin has said since Fields arrived here would indicate he loves him less. Loves him more, I would say. In fact, he has said, yeah, and I'm paraphrasing, I knew he was a really athletic, you know, super freak type of guy, but wow, seeing him up close every day, I'm shocked. He did use that word with, I believe, Kay Adams. Is that her name?
Yes.
When she was here for camp. So, you know, I apologize, but I don't. But there's a quarterback controversy here. 412-928-9370. I don't really care to spend much time on arguing back and forth whether it is a controversy, because even the people who claim it's not, by their subsequent words, prove that it is. Donnie, Malzi. So let's talk about who you think should start when all people are healthy and what you think of Justin Fields. And whether you think Russell Wilson, under normal circumstances, if he was in his prime in Seattle, would be starting in this game. Like I said, you know, when you don't have a controversy, that's when nobody asks, is Ben still your starter, even though Landry had a good game? Ben was your starter. A healthy Ben, nobody had to mention that. Even an injured Ben was probably your starter. An injured Ben in the way that Wilson's injured now, where he's still dressing for a game and telling the Steelers he can play, according to Schefter. For a guy who's as tough as any quarterback in the league, he went 9 straight seasons without missing a game. Then he broke his finger, had to be surgically repaired. I think he played through some of that too a couple of years ago. And then he got benched in Denver. So still, however many years it's been, 13, 14, whatever it is with him, he's missed like a handful of games because of injury. So he would be out there, I'm convinced, with an injury like this. I believe Schefter's report.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.